This is the StoryCorps podcast. Until recently, some students in the Spring Branch Independent School District in Texas dreaded lunchtime. The cafeteria meant humiliation because their parents couldn't afford a hot lunch. The alternative for these kids was a cold cheese sandwich, and anyone seen leaving the lunch line with that on their plate was marked as being poor. Until Kenny Thompson, a school volunteer, saw it happen. Kenny recently told that story to a couple of kids he works with, 13-year-old Gary Barber and 15-year-old Dakota Gibson.
I was mentoring someone who's in elementary school, and usually I always walk them through the lunch line, and I remember the lady behind the counter said, "Oh no, baby, I told you yesterday, you need to bring some money in here if you want to eat, so you can't have that today." I reached for my pocket, and I didn't have any cash on me, and I immediately thought of you guys. Like, man, is this a problem with my other guys?
And it was.
I was in about sixth grade. I just wanted to go in a corner and hide.
I believe my first time was in second grade. I went to go sit with my friends, and they started laughing at me. So if I didn't have enough money, I wouldn't go to the cafeteria because I don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, it bothered me very much. I come from a single family household. My mom struggled. And I was one of those kids that didn't know how I was going to eat at school every day. So after this happened, I went to my car, I broke down and cried, came back and talked to the principal. That's when I found out it was 66 kids that can't pay for their lunch. So I made a promise then that I was going to pay off everybody's balance. Didn't care what it cost.
The day after, I walked into the cafeteria and a whole bunch of people were looking at me. And I'm like looking around, make sure nothing was, like, my hair wasn't messed up or anything. But then all my friends were like, "Dude, your mentor paid off a whole bunch of students' lunches. That's awesome."
I saw it firsthand. My friend got to keep his lunch, and I could not put my happiness into words. It felt like a great weight was lifted off all the students' shoulders. And I was really, really proud of you.
That's cool. Thanks. I feel the same way about you guys. It's a pleasure and an honor to be there with you every week. You guys teach me how to be a better person. So I get a lot out of it too.
That's school volunteer Kenny Thompson with two of the kids he mentors, Gary Barber and Dakota Gibson, in Houston, Texas. Because of Kenny's efforts, two school districts in Houston have since changed their lunch policy so that all kids receive the same lunch. Next, a story about growing up poor in Chicago. 19-year-old Noe Rueda is the oldest of four children. Their mom raised them on her own.
My mother, she would actually make under $8,000 a year. And if she reached the $8,000, she would actually be happy that she made that much.
As a boy, Noe decided to help. At StoryCorps, he told his high school economics teacher, Alex Fernandez, that he helped his family make ends meet by selling discarded cleaning supplies from a nearby factory.
I was 8 years old, I think second grade. I would literally go outside my house. There was like a little bench, put all my products there and sell them. I didn't make much. I made, what, 20 bucks a week? But for a 8-year-old, you're a millionaire with that kind of money.
Comic books and stuff, yeah.
But the thing is, I wasn't like other kids. I didn't go buy Pokemon cards. Little money I made, I gave it to my mom. The first time I remember she was cooking, and I came up to her and I told her, "Mom, I know you don't have money, so here's 15 bucks I made." She turned off the stove, she turned around, started crying, and hugged me. From that point on, I just dedicated on getting money for my family.
How did you make that money?
First of all, the one thing that comes to people's mind in the bad neighborhoods is drugs, but I did not sell drugs. The reason for that is, first of all, I know it's wrong. Secondly, I picture my mom, how disappointed she'll be if she finds that out. So I actually started helping in a construction site, and this was in fifth grade. It was bad on my bones. Like, I have bad shoulders, bad knees for all the stuff I was carrying.
When you were younger, did you realize kind of like, hey, this isn't normal or this isn't what other people go through?
Well, I always knew I was poor, but remember one time in particular, my shoes were all scraped up. So I got paint and I painted them white. Some kid fell and tripped in front of my shoes and noticed it, and he pointed out and laughed. And that's when it hit me really hard. Like, I'm actually poorer than I thought.
How's your first semester of college been?
Things are great. I just think about it, like, being the first one to go to college and my whole family of over 50 of us, that's my biggest motivation.
I'm really proud of you that you went this far. And I just want to have you come back in like 10 years, dressed really sharp, you know,
and nice shoes.
Suit, and nice shoes, and finally have a pair of shoes that you haven't painted. You know, and I have so many students where everything's stacked against them. What happens is they get almost there and then they just quit. You know, I really want you to be the one that finished, to be the one that actually did it. And I want you to get everything you've ever wanted.
Alex Fernandez with former student Noe Rueda in Madison, Wisconsin. Noe is now headed to graduate school. He's pursuing a master's degree in business administration. And this story's been turned into an animated short. We'll be releasing it on the web September 18th, so don't forget to head over to StoryCorps.org to watch it debut. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Jasmine Belcher-Morris. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and through donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Become a StoryCorps member today. Find out how and learn about member benefits at StoryCorps.org.